You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
Okay. Are we moving on to Just Plays?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Wow. When you look at Just's production discography, I just want to get right out the way. There's no way either of us has I Really Like It on here, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Or Who Want What? Please tell me you don't have Who Want What.
No, because that was when, it's funny, Just played, not To Hit a Roof Off. What was the record that Swiss, or that Just did for Swiss on Anarchy?
Streetish?
Not Streetish.
Here We Go Again?
No, it was Streetish, yeah. He played that and it was like, yo, you just kind of like lost this round because you just proved that you were a Swiss knockoff in your early career.
I forgot he did Off With His Head. That's not a bad, for those early, early Just records, that's not a bad one.
Is that Pun?
Yeah, Pun off of His Head. Because that Yeah Baby album had about four good songs.
You're being generous.
Hold on. Let me look at this real quick. Off of His Head. I liked It's So Hard. It's So Hard was okay.
Yeah, it was cool at the time.
New York Giants is ridiculous.
Man.
Oh, New York Giants is hard.
Man, the idea of that record is better than
that beat is unbelievable. Yeah. And then I liked 100%, even though it was ridiculous.
No, 100% is amazing.
Puerto Rico.
Yo, you play that record right now. I want to go to New York during the Puerto Rican Day Parade just so I can just see what happens when they play that record live.
Tony Sunshine should be the permanent king of the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
He should be the Puerto Rican John Legend right now, and it's all fat jokes.
Puerto Rican John Legend.
He should 100% be, if he can't get like All Star Weekend, he should be performing at like Quinceañeras or something. He should be getting money somewhere, and it's really like Fat Joe's fault.
Fat Joe made a Caribbean Jams record and did not call in Tony Sunshine.
And didn't call in Tony Sunshine?
I'd be offended if I were him.
I'm
offended he's not on it.
Yeah, same.
All right. Not enough about Yeah Baby. All right. This was so hard, and I'm in no way confident in my 15.
Me neither. I'm not going to lie. I have 18 with like 20 honorable mentions, and I just decided to go live and just...
I'm confident in about half of this are definitives. There's no way I'm doing a list without them. But then, like, after 10 maybe, it's like, I could swap in any one of these.
Yep.
And I just stopped. My honorable mentions, I mean, I don't know. I probably got like 15, 20. I don't know. There's just too many. I just stopped.
Yeah.
All right. You want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. I mean, listen. If we're going to start, we're going to do two at a time like we did with Swiss?
Let's do two at a time.
All right. Listen, if you're going to do a Just Blaze retro, you can't do it without the Dynasty intro.
That's my number one right there.
You just cannot.
Started with that. That's the beginning of my list.
And this is why we need to do a definitive 15 on intros, because this is one of those records that'll change your life the first time you hear it.
Yeah.
And Just has a lot of those.
Mm.
Just has a, what am I doing with myself? I need to get everything together. And this is one of those. And Jay absolutely obliterates this verse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just murdered this. Murdered it.
It's a perfect song.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's an intro, right? There's not a hook. Like, it's a perfect intro.
Yep.
And Jay has a lot of great intros.
I was just getting ready to say that.
He's got the best intros, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got what was Reasonable Doubt? Can't Knock the Hustle. Then you've got Million and One Questions, Rhyme No More.
Yep.
You've got the bleak intro with the Primo beat.
Yep.
You've got Hova Song. Dynasty intro.
Yep.
You've got The Ruler's Back.
Yep.
The Dream was a bit of a misstep.
A little bit, but even that alone, like, throw the rest of it away. Nobody else has enough intros touching that, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Intros that feel like intros, not just first songs.
Yeah. And not like the early or like the late 90s, like dramatic intros. Like, nah, just throw a crazy beat on and let me get busy real quick.
Right. Dynasty intros.
Set the tone.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It is the turning point for Just Blaze. Because you look at his discography, that Dynasty album is the turning point.
Yep.
Because you look at his discography before that and it's just like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing else, like, because on that album, right, he's got Streets Is Talking, Stick to the Script, ROC, and Soon You'll Understand. I'm going to stop, not say anything else in case you have any of those, but those don't sound anything like Who Want What or I Really Like It or Street-ish or even the Prodigy record he did on HNIC, Diamond. Like, intro.
And that was my joke too, but yeah.
But like intro was incredible.
Diamonds was like the I'm about to turn.
Right, but
he just hadn't put it together
that
yet.
That Dynasty intro is unbelievable. Yes, unbelievable. Could not say enough about it. If you are a serious hip hop fan, you know every word to that song.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Second one I have is easily, if we ever, spoiler alert, if and when we do a Jay-Z Definitive 15, this is going on there.
Okay.
The funny part about that beat battle was that they were battling with a lot of Jay records.
Well, I mean, sure.
It's kind of in that conversation. Hovey Baby.
On my list.
Hovey Baby. Incredible. Like, again, like, what am I doing with my life? And Jay, the I can't even think of the timing on it. It's off. It's an extra bar.
Yeah, he does. It's like a 5/4. So like, yeah, his rhyme. Yeah, the beat, instead of looping every four bars, loops every five.
That's amazing. And again, Jay obliterates these verses.
Yeah,
no, like it is absolutely crazy.
Hovey Baby's great. What he samples is incredible.
Yep.
And yeah, for an album that was overstuffed and had hits or misses, like, that's just, it's an incredible record.
Yep.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay.
1,000%. All right, what's your first two?
These are not in any particular order. Mom Praying.
You know what? Not on my honorable mention.
Oh my God.
And it should be.
Mom Praying is incredible. That's on my end.
That record is crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah, that record is crazy. Nah.
Wow. We've talked about it. I've talked about it many times before. That Beanie Siegel album, The Reason, in many ways sets the stage for the Blueprint, the sound on the Blueprint.
Yep.
Right. Nothing Like It, Still Got Love for You.
Yep.
Mom Praying. Like these.
Another one that's on my list.
Right. So,
I mean, I'm getting there.
Yeah. Like these records, these set the stage. It was like Blueprint 0.5, basically. Mm-hmm. In terms of sound. Now, granted, there's like, you know, the Beanie record and Get Down. Actually, Get Down's pretty hard, too. That's Just Blaze. I thought long and hard about Get Down. But no, Mom Praying. I could listen to that beat all day.
Yep.
All day. Incredible song.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That was back in, like, we needed a Scarface and Siegel album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Needed it.
Number three. This is unfair for you because I'm just picking off easy ones right now.
No, you're good.
You Don't Know.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Might be the hardest Jay record of all time.
Possibly.
It's
definitely in the conversation.
It's definitely in the conversation. He just played You Don't Know, right?
Of course he did.
And he saved it for a moment he needed it, right?
Because
if he played that in the first like half hour, that's dumb.
He might have played that record early.
No, you saved that. Because if it's trending downward, you play that and it's like, oh, right, Just Blaze.
Yeah.
You Don't Know is unbelievable.
I agree.
I remember the first, so I heard that before Blueprint came out. It was on some mixtape the summer before. It was one of those cases where, so this was summer 2001. It's my first summer after college. And, you know, I'm at home and I think I still had, did we have dial up? We might have still had dial up. So I'm like downloading MP3s, you know, slowly.
Yeah.
To put together, it took me like, you know, a day and a half, 2 days to put together to actually download enough songs to put on a CD burner.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a burn CD. And I remember I burned something like, you know, it was like summer 2001 mix or whatever it was. And it had like Cash Money Shine on it. And it had, but it was the mixtape version of You Don't Know. And I just remember the first time I heard that, I'm like literally, it was, I put it in like, I'm borrowing my parents' car, pulling out of the driveway. And I was just like, what is this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You Don't Know is amazing.
I'll even tell you the mixtape that it was on.
There you go.
It premiered on DJ Envy, the Empire Strikes Back, which had Beanie's diss on Jadakiss.
Mm.
Oh, yep. I believe You Don't Know was the first leak off of Blueprint.
Well, at the BET Awards, he performed.
Oh, yeah, they did Hope. Right. They did Hope. Right. Yep, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
And then when was Summer Jam? Summer Jam was Takeover.
Summer Jam's Takeover. So
it's right around that same time. I don't have my,
all that is all like that, right, muddled in together.
Right. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go, man, it's amazing. You talking about Siegel made me realize that I have two on my list, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to swap them out.
Okay.
One's Get Down.
Really?
Oh my God.
I love Get Down, but Okay.
Is it definitive? To me, it is, but...
This is tough.
Yeah. And a record that you did not mention that was on The Reason.
So what you're saying?
What's Your Life Like Part 2?
I said that. What's Your Life Like Part 2?
No, you didn't.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
I know you didn't.
Okay.
That record...
You have both those?
Yeah. I just realized I do. Yep.
I don't have either of them on my honorable mentions.
Man. And I'm looking, and I'm pretty sure at least one of those is going to get swapped out. But like, it's really difficult. Get Down to Me maybe just most underrated beat.
Mm.
He's in the conversation.
It's definitely kind of, it reminds me a little bit structurally of, is it Six to the Script or Streets is Talking? One of those two.
Probably Streets is Talking.
Right. Cause he's doing, it's like, he's sort of like doing a little, he's doing Just Blaze the Hippity Hop guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dope. Get Down's great.
Get Down, super. And like you said earlier, Sinister.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Very sinister. And I know What's Your Life Like is, it's a definitive Beanie Siegel record for a lot of people, but they were giving...
First one or the second?
The first one.
Rockwilder does that, right?
I don't know.
Hold on, we're going to check that real quick.
And while you're checking, I'll make my point. I know that's a definitive record, but The Truth has a lot of struggle beats on it.
So, like, I'm wrong. It's some guy named Shim. I don't remember him.
Okay.
So, all right. I guess it's got some struggle beats, but, oh, Stop Chill. That beat is hard.
That's the beat that made me a Beanie Siegel fan.
It wasn't The Truth?
You know what? I like The Truth, but I didn't love it like everybody else did.
Oh, The Truth is great.
It's dope, but Stop Chill, like, that was back in the days when you would put speakers in your locker. Like, one guy... I don't know if it was just one of those things where, like, that was a luxury back then. You had the speakers with the 3.5 plug, and somebody else would bring a Discman, and in between classes and passing periods, you would play that in the hallway. Or you would play music in the hallway. I remember playing Beanie Siegel's album in the hallway. Shout out to my man Doug, rest in peace, who burnt that for me. And my first time hearing that song was just like, what? That beat is crazy. Who did that beat? Is that Rockwilder?
Rockwilder, yeah. I'm looking at Rockwilder's discography. What a fascinating discography.
We may need to discuss it.
I don't know. But I think for him, a Definitive 15 is pretty easy.
Is Lady Marmalade on that?
But I mean, like, you know, he goes from Big Pun, Super Lyrical, and You Came Up, Red Man, I'll Be That, Do It Again, The Rockwilder, Beanie Siegel, Stop Chill, Guilty Until Proven Innocent, Imagine That, Oh No, Do It, Front to Back. Oh, man. And then we get into the 2001 era and it gets a little...
I mean, you got to count some of those Eric Sermon records he was ghost producing. But I digress.
He definitely helps on EPMD's The Joint, even though he's not credited. I can just tell.
You can hear it.
I can hear it.
Yeah, you can hear it.
All right. That's enough about Rockwilder.
All right. Give me two.
Okay. I feel like I'm cheating. These are so... Jay-Z, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Not even on my honorable mentions.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So yeah. For me, I'll tell you why I put it on my list. Kind of similar to the conversation about Maya's record with Swiss, it's like not only can he do You Don't Know, but he can do Girls, Girls, Girls.
Mm-hmm.
I love Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yeah, it's a great record.
That's a great record. And it's not the showiest beat. But I couldn't leave it off.
And I think another thing about it is that conceptually, Jay pulls off the concept really, really well.
Yeah. I mean,
and does that teeter on misogyny to you?
There's definitely some retrograde sort of stuff going in there. There's definitely a lot of stereotypes. The weird thing is, now that I think it's funny, right? It's on my Definitive 15, and yet, am I sure that's better than the Kanye remix? I don't know.
No, it is.
That Kanye remix is incredible.
It's dope.
Oh,
it's
no, I love that Kanye remix. Yeah, it's one of those things. Look, Girls, 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 I could have swapped that out for any one of like five records on honorable mentions. Easy. There's just too many. But I love Girls, 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 so keep it on there.
Okay.
All right.
Give me another.
I'm trying to pick one that might not be on yours.
You just did.
Well, right, but this next one I know is on yours.
Okay, just do it.
Let's go with one I know is not on yours.
Okay.
I Am Dame Dash.
It's like number 18.
That, first of all, I have a much... publicized love for that song.
You do.
That beat is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
The concept of that song is completely ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
It's peak Dame Dash.
Yes, it is.
And I feel like that Paid in Full soundtrack has disappeared into the ether.
It really has.
You can't stream it anywhere. So it's just like, I don't know, what happened to it? But...
Because they had that Rock Army joint.
How about Champions?
Yeah, it did have Champions. Oh, man. That was one of those records. It sounded like it was fake because back in the back in those days.
Right. It sounded like a Napster remix.
Yeah. Like, because I remember reading on So, yo, DJ Clue just the concept. DJ Clue just played this record that samples Queen, We Are the Champions. Kanye produced it. And it's got Beanie Siegel, Chris,
Twista,
Cameron, and Twista on it. And Kanye.
Oh, what? Kanye's rapping on it.
What?
Right.
You're lying. Crazy. And then like maybe a week later, there was a radio rip of it. Shout out to Radio Rips. Miss Radio Rips. Good times.
But yeah.
Dang, is that on a definitive Kanye?
No. For beats, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. We obviously did a definitive 15 for his songs, but for his beats, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, because we didn't even talk about Champions on that.
Because in terms of songs...
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay. Did I get two? I think I got two.
Yeah, you got two.
All right.
All right. Let me try and get two that aren't on your list.
Even though we haven't seen each other's lists.
Right.
It's a guessing game.
All these I want to switch out.
You can't.
Oh, man. All right. I'll just go with what I
got. Go with
one. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like Just Blaze went through this like this party era.
Okay.
I think Rock the Mic and Flipside opened him up to do like these party records.
Uh-huh.
And a few were really good and a lot were really, really bad.
So what do you got?
And because of my bias of this artist, it's on my list. But I still think the song and the beat is incredible.
Which is?
Joe Budden, Pump It Up.
Yeah, that's definitely not on my list.
That sample is crazy.
It is.
Crazy in Love doesn't exist without it.
Crazy in Love doesn't exist without A. Marie.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
But I feel like that's set the stage for... Well, shoot. One Thing came out way after Pump It Up. I'm sorry. And it's one of the most lyrical party records in hip-hop. Like, Joe is rapping on that record. And it's been like his greatest blessing, but then like his biggest curse. Because no matter what he does, he's the Pump It Up guy.
I never really loved that song. Not even a Joe Budden thing. Like, I think the beat is cool. I can name 50 Just Blaze beats better than it.
Here you go.
I believe me. I've done the research. It's not that hard.
All right. My second one. Oh my God. I'm gonna wait on. Okay, I'm gonna do an easy one.
Okay.
Usher Throwback.
Yeah, on the list, obviously.
Like, just unreal.
Poor Jada.
And no, not poor Jada. It's his fault.
It is, but I don't think he knew that was going to sell a million first week.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did.
Well, right, but like, what a missed opportunity. I was telling Marissa this last night, although now it wouldn't be a big deal because you would just swap it out in the streaming service. Who cares?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But then, nope, ship the, you know, we already pressed up the first 2 million, sorry. So they had to come out with the deluxe version, which was then an excuse to do the record with Alicia.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Throwback is incredible.
Yep. Great song. Amazing beat. Yeah. Classic sample.
Classic sample. Sometimes when I hear that beat, I immediately now think of what Dilla does with it, but I still love Throwback. I love Donuts. It's incredible. I listen to Donuts so much in my life. So.
Yeah, but Dilla should have just left that alone.
No, that's, I like what Dilla does with it. It's dope, but. Mm.
Nah. All right, you're two.
Okay. I got two Cam records in a row.
Okay.
One is, I have to put there. One of them I feel like I could swap out. Oh boy, has to be on the list.
Not even on my honorable mentions.
What?
It's definitive. I missed a lot of records.
Okay. Oh boy is definitive. Now, has it aged well?
No.
I don't really know. But Oh Boy was, I mean, Dipset doesn't exist without Oh Boy.
Agreed.
And just has a number of records on that Cam album, but without Oh Boy, Jewel's doesn't have a career. Oh Boy basically that is the beginning of Cam's second act.
Yeah.
And I mean, the beat was so well liked that Mariah Carey used it.
the exact, and they just added like some.
Right, and Just Blaze got another. He probably got six figures out of that selling to Mariah. Yeah.
Yep.
Which he probably needed. Which is what he probably needed, because I'm guessing he probably didn't get a lot of publishing off that.
Right. Put a shell in you.
Now you're bleeding.
Now you're bleeding. He wheezed and he needed some.
Diplomats are the for the. See, I know every word to that song.
Juelz is the king of like great, terrible verses.
So terribly great. And then the second one, I am conflicted about this. It's on my list. I'll keep it there. I could easily swap it out, and I kind of want to, but I won't. Welcome to New York City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that on your list?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have that, and I'll just say that. And No, I'm going to say it just because we're talking about Cam. The Rock, Just Fire.
Oh, I thought about The Rock, Just Fire.
Yeah.
It's like, on my honorable mentions. I could have swapped that in, but Welcome to New York City is... go ahead.
Go ahead. It's just a really interesting conversation to have.
First of all, it's a very particular kind of Just Blaze beat where he is now going to be like, oh no, I can make a song that sounds like it's got a sample, but doesn't have a sample.
Mm-hmm.
Because when everybody found out that that's Just Blaze singing the hook,
yeah,
they were like, yo!
Yeah, it made it a completely different. And I don't think people knew that until way after the song was out.
Yeah. Because it sounds like a sample.
Just had to reveal that.
Oh yeah, because he's probably walking around like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I got it. Because there's no sample. Everyone's like, how's there no sample in these credits? I don't understand.
Yeah. And which then led to him doing that a couple times. He did that on remember that Saigon song, Gotta Believe It.
Yeah. What else is he doing?
He was singing All the Above. Like he then turned it into making a career out of singing on hooks. He also was the voice on PSA in between the first.
Yes,
and second
he
verse.
Is. Yes, he is. And then when they redo The Champ, I think he's the voice there too.
Yep, he's the voice of the fake Rocky trainer. He's also what's the intro on T.I.'s King album?
Oh yeah,
he's that voice.
Right.
So he did that quite a bit.
But yeah, I felt conflicted because part of it was the like that song was seen as like momentous. Even though that's definitely a case where the moment might be better than the song, but
it is 100%.
But in 2002, that song was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it kind of had to be there, but man, I could easily, there's so many out of my honorable mentions I could have slid in. So
I felt
really conflicted, but
yep.
It's there. So there we go.
Yep. I agree.
So you had The Rock, Just Fire.
Mm-hmm. It's that one sample. Of those.
Whew.
Yeah. Like Bleak. The sample's crazy. The drums are crazy. Bleak is kind of underrated on Posse Cuts.
He is good at energy.
Yeah. He's good at... You Me, Him, and Her. He's good for the fam. Hey, yo, this Thomas for the family. He's good in Posse Cuts, man. And this record... This was the first Cam'ron's officially on Rockefeller record, I think, right?
Maybe. Was that the first?
Yeah, because I remember he did the two freestyles. He freestyled over the Dynasty intro and I think Mama Loves Me.
Mm, okay.
And then it was Just Fire. But that's another record you could swap out with.
Right.
Many a records. Okay. Second one, do I want to go easy or do I want to go? All right, I'll go easy.
Okay.
Freeway, What We Do.
Yeah.
I mean, do we even have to talk about it?
So Freeway, how many bars is Freeway rapping for on this?
He might be close to 40.
I thought it was maybe 48.
Yeah.
He's going for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I mean, don't take this the wrong way. Not Jay's greatest verse, but he's got parts of it that are iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But no, What We Do is and he played this at a good point in the beat battle, right?
He played this early.
He did.
Yeah. He let off a lot
He came up with a lot of heat. Early.
Mm-hmm. He came out the gate strong.
Okay. I think all this proves is we need to be on retainer as future beat battle consultants.
Listen, producers, if you want us to sequence your beat battle, hit us up at info@clockradiospeed.com. We got you.
Okay. Yeah, I can't disagree with What We Do. It's a great record. It's on my 15. That Freeway album, there was another record from there that I really considered putting in my...
Interesting. Which one?
It's in my honorable mentions. We'll get there.
Oh, you know what? I know which one it is.
Yeah, of course you do.
It's in my honorable mentions.
Yeah, because you know it's. I'm like irrational. I irrationally love that beat. Anyway.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yep. I know which one.
This is how you know me too well. Okay. All right. I'm gonna take one obvious one and one maybe not so obvious one.
Okay.
Let's go with the obvious one first. I really mean it.
Might be just best beat.
It's definitely in the conversation. I love I Really Mean It. That intro, like, this is the perfect beat battle beat. But it's also just, this is, to me, it's one of those things where, yeah, this song is now, God, is this song like, almost, it's 14 years old?
2002.
No, 2003?
Nah, it's two, because that's
2000. Diplomatic Immunity comes out March 11th, 2003.
Yeah, but remember, they did this record when they dissed Nas.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, there was three records. It was Hate Me Now, which is really underrated as a diss record. Maybe we need to do Definitive 15 on diss records. Hate Me Now, Show You How, I Really Mean It.
Mm.
Same night. Same night. Oh,
same
my God.
Same night, same fight. But one of these cats, are right?
That song's still better than Brooklyn's Finest. But,
but yeah, I really mean it. I mean, we say it all the time on the show. Take a couple balls off, let Just live. Yep. The intro is like, you could play this record. It's 14 years old, maybe 15 years old. You could play this record right now and somebody would immediately be like, if they'd never heard it, they'd be like, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
They would be sucked in. No, I really mean it. It's incredible.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What are you going
to say? I was going to say, even if it's not one of, I'll even say this, even if it's one of Just Blaze's best beats ever, it's one of the greatest hip hop beats of all time.
Yes. I'm comfortable saying that.
Yeah.
I can't listen to this without, like, if I'm driving down the road, first of all, I hope nobody's close to me because I'm going to be playing the drums.
Of course. That's fine. They just got to let you live on that. They just got to let you rock.
My next one, this might be on yours, but I'm not sure. Show You How.
Honorable mention.
I love this record.
Yeah.
It's a weird beat, but it just works. Like, there's no real, like, I really mean it to me, like, checks off a lot of boxes on, like, yes, I know why this beat works. I'm not still really 100% sure how Show You How works, but it is a oddly sinister, quirky, but, and part of it too is just Jay is so good on this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jay is so good. But yeah, I just, and Show You How is one of those things where on the one that this is a case of me trying to distinguish between what is my favorite and what is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Show You How is one of my favorites. I don't know if it's one of the best, but I put it on my list. I could have easily swapped that out with a whole bunch of other ones, but I love Show You How.
I'm not going to lie. I'm realizing now that I think I'm biased because Just is one of my goats.
Mm.
So a lot of my list are favorites.
It's really hard, right? Best, it's like favorite versus best.
Yeah, I did a poor job of separating those two.
I'm looking at my honorable mentions. With the exception of like You Don't Know, Dynasty, I Really Mean It, I could have like swapped in most of these honorable mentions and I think we could have still had a good conversation.
Pretty much.
All right. Next up for you.
All right. The two that I have, Fat Joe, Safe to Say.
One of my honorable mentions.
Yeah. I totally feel like I could swap that out with something else.
That's a really dope record.
It is. It is. Joe's gotten a few dope records from Just. He got one on Dark Side that was really, really dope that should have gone to like the Clips or something like that.
Hmm. What year was that? 2005?
Dark Side?
No, nah, no, no. Safe Side. To Say.
Safe to Say was 05.
Yep. Yeah, 05. I'm looking at that right now. So All or Nothing gets two mentions from you this week. Listen, Baby, and Safe to Say.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Oh, Street Runner did Hold You Down with J-Lo. Oh, man.
What is that? What record is that?
You don't remember Hold You Down?
Nah.
There's a lot of Khaled on here.
Beat Bully or Khaled?
Khaled. Like Beat Novocaine Khaled.
Beat Novocaine. That's what I meant to say. Yep.
A lot of Cool and Dre, obviously. Oh,
of
Nelly.
Course.
Him and Nelly Get It Poppin'. Oof.
Oof.
No. It's terrible. Mm.
Oof.
Interesting. Interesting. But no.
Shout out to Naomi.
Listen, I think I like that.
I know that was your joint.
It kind of was, but now looking back at it, it's terrible.
It was terrible.
All right.
Dre really trying to make that a thing. Second one, I've got Dear Summer.
Interesting. Not even on my list.
Hmm.
I looked at it. I looked at that 5-3-4 album hard because I kind of like that 5-3-4 intro. We also produced by Just. But the problem with Dear Summer is I just think of the freestyle. Always and Forever, you know? Like,
what do you mean you think of the freestyle?
I think of what he originally rapped Dear Summer on.
Oh, on the Can I Live joint?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the definitive version of that performance.
Is it for you?
Unquestionably.
Oh, yeah, you bugging.
Dear Summer over Can I Live is unbelievable.
Nah, you bugging. If there's any sort of definitive freestyle that Jay did, it's Grammy Family.
No, first of all,
they tried to turn into corporate takeover for that Kingdom Come mixtape that never came out.
Dear Summer over Can I Live is better than Grammy Family, but that's still not Jay-Z's definitive. I'm just saying the definitive version of the raps that are on Dear Summer. I prefer the him rapping over Can I Live than Dear Summer. Even though the beat to Dear Summer is good, but no. Him rapping that over Can I Live. First of all, that Black Rob Can I Live beat is ridiculous.
Snooze button 3 available now.
You can't.
I thought that you said that Dear Summer was a better verse than Grammy Family.
Yeah, I would much rather listen to Dear Summer over Can I Live than Grammy Family.
Yeah, you bugger. Grammy Family is probably Jay's second best verse ever. Jay's best verse ever is probably the second verse on The Evils, and then Grammy Family is right after that.
That is one of the most ridiculous things you've ever said on this podcast.
No, it's not.
There is no way Grammy Family is his second best verse.
What?
Not even close.
Oh, it's very close. It's clear.
This is why whenever we do the definitive 15 for Jay, the show might end after that.
We always argue.
All right. You have one more?
No, I did two already. I did The Incredible and Dear Summer.
Oh, Dear Summer. Oh, you have Dear Summer. Right, Dear Summer. Okay.
Yeah, we need to talk about Dear Summer. We need to talk about the beat.
The beat to Dear Summer is cool.
It's definitive. That's one of those definitive records. He probably has better, but it's definitive.
Interesting. Okay.
But that sample is crazy.
So I got two here. I think I only have three left in my 15.
We're at like 11, 12, 13.
Right.
I just got a bunch.
So this next one I really thought hard about because at the time I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic. I don't know how well it's aged, but I had to put Flipside on there.
Mm.
I used to love Flipside.
Flipside was crazy.
I really thought long and hard about should Flipside go on here. I could easily swap that out for 10 other songs.
Mm.
But to me, it's like, okay, we did Rock the Mic. Let's take that to the next level with Flipside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love Flipside. So that's why it's on my list.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is, I'm sorry, did you have anything you want to say about Flipside?
Nah, it's not even on my honorable mentions, but I'm not mad at it.
I totally get that. My next one is, I mean, this is on yours. It's PSA.
Yeah. You know what? It's not even on my...
What?
Yeah, it's not even on my honorable mentions.
You don't have public service announcement in your top 15?
Nope. It 1,000% should be. It's a definitive... It's the Just Blaze definitive record. But I've always said this. I prefer the remix and you know how I feel about singles.
I have the remixes in my honorable mentions, but okay. I hear you, but wow. No, PSA is... Oh, you know... almost over for was that really a single? I guess it was kind of a single.
It had a video.
Yeah. But it's not like that was pushed to radio.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. It doesn't feel like a single to me, but even for a single, like, man, PSA is incredible.
I remember
the first time I heard PSA.
That was that a leak?
I mean, that whole, I remember definitively when that album leaked.
Yeah. I remember that too, but I'm talking about, like, was that something that got leaked to, like, sites or...
It might have.
Or DJs or whatever?
Maybe. But no, PSA is... I mean, what more can I say?
Okay, all right.
All right. That was my two. What do you got?
Your two? Okay.
I only have one more left in my 15.
Oh, God. So then what do I have?
There's been a handful that you haven't even, so you might have, actually, you should probably have.
I have way more.
Okay.
I have.
Well, give me two more. What do you got?
I have five more.
Five more.
Okay. I didn't do 15. I did more than 15.
All right. Then you do two, and then I'll start blending in some of my honorable mentions.
Okay. So the first one that I have, I have four more because I am Dame Dash's thing. We talked about that one already. So this one, I remember the moment I heard this beat. It was on MySpace. And just the idea of it was just crazy. And the first time I did a radio freestyle was over this, so I'm biased.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
Kingdom Come.
It's just not even on my list.
That flip is ridiculous.
That flip is the one of the most overrated Just Blaze beats.
That flip is, you bugging. That flip is crazy. The song is all right, but I'm biased to that beat for many reasons.
Here's how I think of that beat. I think Oh My God is better, and that's not even on my honorable mentions.
Yeah, I definitely didn't put Oh My God. I want to like Oh My God so bad.
I know. It's a little ridiculous.
That's showy Just. That's Beattie McBeat Just Blaze.
Yep.
And yeah, it's a lot. And then Just Blaze, and then Jay comes in there with that absolutely no energy, and it just bothers me to no end. All right, the other one. One of my favorite beats of all time.
I think I know what this is, and it's got to be my number 15, but keep going.
Yeah. One of my favorite beats of all time. Yeah. Just iconic and amazing. Mm-hmm. Drake, Lord Knows.
Yeah, that's my number 15. That was the last one that rounded it out for me.
Like really? Like, I wish I could find the video. There was a quick minute snippet of a video where Just was replaying the sample, and he had a choir come in and sing that part. And there was a video of the choir. Oh, that record is amazing. The beat switch and Ross and Drake, like, it's a perfect song.
It's just sort of, even though this didn't come out during his peak era, he can do so much more as a producer. Like, his abilities are higher, even though he's not putting out better stuff. Because sometimes that happens in hip-hop, ironically, right? The more capable you become, the less better your beats are, ironically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lord Knows is like grand on a level that like I really mean it is, but like listen to how he's doing the drums where like they're like you hear like little like it sounds live and organic but sampled but not, it's mm-hmm. big, it moves like it's Lord Knows is an incredible beat.
Yes, it is.
It is the perfect beat battle beat.
Yeah,
like it. I can't even imagine as a producer having to play something after somebody, if somebody was up there and they played the instrumental, Lord Knows. I would just be like, well, okay.
Yep.
Thanks for playing, everybody.
All right.
Lord Knows.
That happened a few times. Just will play a record and we'd be like, all right, it's over. Let's go home. And Swiss kept fighting.
Kept plugging along.
Yep, kept plugging along. But yeah, this beat is just unbelievable. My wife is coming down the aisle to this song. And she has no choice. She's not coming down to Here Comes the Bride. She's absolutely coming down to Lord Knows. Just the instrumental. Mm. I'm paying Just Blaze for the actual instrumental. Yep. That's going to be my DJ budget. It's fame. So, yeah. All right. Well, you said you got two more?
I mean, I did my 15 because you said Lord Knows, but I can just start going through my honorable mentions while you still keep going. Let me try. Okay. Let me pick out what I think. So, we talked about it before. This is definitely a case of, I'm going to name two songs of mine that are just favorites.
Okay.
And that one of them is Line 'Em Up.
Yeah, I knew that was the one.
I love Line 'Em Up.
Yeah.
That is such a like, oh man. It's a, you know, using guitars in hip hop beats, it's pretty sketchy sometimes. But this totally works. Line 'Em Up is incredible. I think it's one of the most underrated Just Blaze beats.
It was a little, it wasn't underrated at the time.
Nobody ever talks about Line 'Em Up.
They did at the that was the mixtape freestyle beat for a while.
Well, okay. I mean, I get that. I think part of it is it's easily loopable, but yeah.
I think to your point, it's one of those beats where like people should still be talking about that now. Like I don't even think he played it at the beat battle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That to me, that's why I just lost, because we're about to go through honorable mentions and a lot of these he didn't even touch.
Interesting.
And it's like you're bugging. Like you have records that you did not even sniff. And Swiss was like gasping for air.
Mm.
And you should have like Ugh, whatever.
Okay.
See, I agree with that.
All right. My next one.
Go ahead.
One more. Again, a song that's a favorite, and I almost swapped this in for Welcome to New York City.
Okay.
Meet the Parents.
Very, very underrated.
Meet the Parents is ridiculous.
Very underrated. A very underrated Jay song and a very underrated Just Blaze beat. I like it.
I love Meet the Parents, even though Just got into a zone where he started using a very similar drum pattern. Like Meet the Parents, there's another record that's an honorable mention of mine has a similar one. They all sort of like, they have that, but it just totally works for him and Jay.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Meet the Parents, oh man, one of my favorite Jay records.
Yeah, that's
not
one
best,
of the things,
one of my favorites.
That's one of the things about Blueprint 2, man. It gets, the general narrative of it is negative, but like, and even 2.1 didn't help, but if the original version would have been a solid, I don't know, 12 to 14 tracks, it would have been incredible.
I mean, 2.1 tries to do that.
I would say, but like, they should have did that from the jump.
Well, yeah. But you know,
it was one of those things where at the time you felt like the narrative is that all the greats had double albums, but many of those double albums aren't good.
And,
and Jay like just went down the same fate. He went down the same path. It was more about creating enough songs for the double album as opposed to creating a full body of work.
Right.
Where if he would have cherry picked those records, he would have had a crazy, crazy album.
Right.
From jump. So, all right, let me just get, you know what? I'm just going to take these records and just put them into my honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
But I'll start off with them.
All right.
This one is a tie. It's the same record, but it's not. But so I just put them both there together.
Okay.
Exhibit A and C.
Neither of them are on my list.
I know. You are the only person in the world who feels like Exhibit C is overrated.
I think Exhibit C is a good beat.
It's a solid B plus beat. It's a participation ribbon beat.
It's more than participation ribbon. It's a you can even say it's a really good beat. But like, everybody just needs to relax a little bit when it comes to that. There are a lot of people listening to this who are stunned that Exhibit C was not in our top 15s.
Oh, 1,000%.
Right. They're yelling.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Trigger fingers have turned to Twitter fingers really quick.
That's fine. If you want to hit us up at CRS Podcast, we'll
I'll take it. I'll take it.
That's fine.
So Exhibit A, though.
Exhibit A is so... Exhibit A actually benefits and is not mentioned enough because of Exhibit C. Because when Exhibit C came out, everybody just immediately ran to Exhibit C and Exhibit A got left in the dust. But it helps its narrative as being underrated. But that beat is ridiculous. Sinister. And that's peak J-Elect.
Mm.
That's the J-Elect I want to hear. I don't want to hear Jay-Z saying we need to put the album out in 2017. It's over, bro. Especially in this streaming era, you should have had 3 projects out by now. I'm good. You got it. But yeah, that beat is crazy.
Okay. I'll give you 2 more honorable mentions.
Oh, let's go.
Breathe Easy.
Not even an honorable mention, but it should be.
Record is so hard. It's the same drum pattern as Meet the Parents, but I'm totally fine with that.
Just completely got Dead Man Walking out of here.
Yo, and I love Dead Man Walking.
Dead Man Walking is crazy.
Right, but Breathe Easy, oh man.
Yeah, amazing. That's a bonus.
Well, you know, that and the Girls, Girls, Girls remix.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. And I can't believe I forgot this record. I'm adding it on the fly.
Okay.
I'm a little mad at myself right now. First of all, this should have been in my top 15. Man, I'm so mad at myself. Early This Morning.
Yeah.
How did I miss Early This Morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Because it's not an official song, so it doesn't show up in a list. So like, you know, when we're doing this, we're running through like a list of like person's production discography to jog our memory. And somehow I forgot Early This Morning.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's a snippet. It's not even a full song, but that beat is amazing.
Yeah. When you said Show You How, I was like, I said, dang, I forgot about Early This Morning. But then I thought you would have cleaned it up.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's a swing and a miss right there.
Yeah. Yeah. We both take the L on that.
Oh, Early This Morning. How did we never, like, how has Just never put out the full version of that?
The same reason why it took us forever to get Dead Presidents 3.
It's 2017. It's okay. Just put it out.
Just put it out. Yeah, Just at this point just needs to stop hoarding records.
Somebody get him a Beats 1 radio show, please.
He has one.
What is he doing?
Or he had one. I know he's DJed on Beats One a couple times.
No, I mean, give him something. Just throw out these old records. Let's go.
I think it's one of those things where, like, the fact that he has all these unreleased records just helps his narrative.
Hmm.
So maybe one day he'll release them, but not now. He doesn't need to.
We want him to really bad.
I agree. With that being said, I mean, like, records, like, I don't need to hear Jay on The Potion. Like, it'd be nice to hear, but I don't need it.
Right.
But I need a mix and master early this morning. All those Blueprint 2 records.
Yeah.
Because what y'all don't know, and I think we've talked about this on Jay's Retro or the Rockefeller Retro, whatever we did. When those four records leaked maybe a month or so after Blueprint came out, it was called Blueprint 2.
Right.
And all those records came out. Didn't all those records come out except Addicted to the Game and early? Well, all those, because it was four. So Show You How it came out. Murder Marcyville came out.
Yeah, that's true. Those two came out.
And they messed it up. They messed the drums up.
They did.
And then Addicted to the Game, which was the worst out of the four, but it was still dope.
I like Addicted to the Game.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was clearly a leftover from the Takeover sessions.
Yeah, 1,000%. And Early This Morning. Yeah, I need a mix and master early this morning, ASAP.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I have a lot. How many honorable mentions do you have? You have like 20? Like us going, how long are we into this episode? Because us...
let's just keep going. But let's go. We'll try to be faster.
Okay. All right. So now I'm into... is it your turn?
I just did Breathe Easy and Early This Morning.
Okay. The two that I have, I'm actually going to get rid of that one. Faith Evans Burning Up Remix.
Ooh, I forgot that.
That record's crazy.
Yep.
The Just Blaze Remix to Allure.
Yep, that was on my honorable mentions.
Let's do three honorable mentions. Okay, keep going. Time. And then I've got Show Me What You Got.
A lot of love for Kingdom Come on this podcast right now.
Hey, man. Hey, I liked Kingdom Come. Could have been a really good EP. Splice out about two-thirds of those records. And you got something. Yeah, I was the only person in the world who liked Show Me What You Got when it first came out. Everybody liked it when Lil Wayne.
See, the problem is because you weren't in the U.S. to watch the rollout for that. The rollout was so ridiculous.
Okay.
They debuted the Budweiser thing on ESPN. It was like, no, whoa.
They did it on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
It was ABC Monday Night Football,
It was still ABC then. It wasn't ESPN yet?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure it was. Now, that I remember...
That was completely ridiculous.
Come on, man. 30 is the new 20. Relax.
Man, I turned 34 in a week.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to celebrate.
I'm not. No, no.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be jet lagged coming back. Friday night, I fly back from LA. And so assuming nothing gets delayed, I'm just going to be jet lagged and I'm just going to wake up. I'm going to drink some tea and I'm just going to be happy. That's it.
And you and your wife are going to go eat. And you guys are going to take pictures and put on Instagram.
Did you see that pizza I took a picture last night?
I did while I was eating pizza, which is Yeah, those build your own pizza shops are getting to be a thing, especially here in Columbus. I don't know about, you know, the rest of the world.
No, because pizza here is like pizza is a thing up here. They take pizza very seriously out in the Northeast.
Here's the thing. In Ohio, they think they take pizza serious. But like most pizza shops here are mad-eyed. I think I took you to a pizza spot when you were here.
Yeah. Like when you come here, it's not a question of which pizza shops. It's just, not a question of if. It's a question of how many, like before you say, Doc, enough with the pizza.
I have no, listen, my diet is very limited. I have no problem eating pizza multiple nights. I'm very much a bachelor.
I'm having leftovers of that pizza after we're done with this podcast.
Of course you are. As big as that pizza was.
We only knocked off half that last night. So we still got.
Of course. And y'all probably went straight to bed after that.
I mean, I should have been.
Cheese and Dough? Sounds like a rap song. Sounds like a jib song.
All right. I'll give you three of mine real quick.
All right, let's go.
What a random batch. So this first one is not one of his best, but for some reason I always liked it. So it's going on the list. The Can't Let You Go remix.
One of my favorites too, not on my list, but that record was super high fire. Hand claps and acoustic guitars.
No, not just, that. The remix.
No, wait, hold on. What's the remix? I remember there being a remix.
Hold on. Playing it right now.
All right, hold on. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, this is so bad. But it was so fire when it was out.
So fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that record is bad. Oh, man.
Woo. Yo, I just realized there is a record that we did not put in our top 15, and I cannot believe it.
Which one?
Breathe.
Is it my honorable mentions? Is it my honorable mentions?
Wow.
It's probably just how I feel about singles.
Wow, how did I miss Breathe?
Yeah, you bugging.
Man, this is what I'm saying. This was so hard. I listened to Breathe like 10 times this week, too. How did I forget to put it on my list? Okay, so that's my second one I want to mention. And then I think I don't have confirmation that this one is produced by Just Blaze, but I think it is because it's produced by Freeway. I mean, it's a Freeway song around the time of that album. The okay. unreleased version of Night Shift. You know what record I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think that's Just.
Is it? We can't get a confirmation on that?
There's no confirmation of anything on that. But he did like 90% of that album.
He did.
So if it's not Just, whoever it is, shout out to you because I love that record.
Yeah, that record is crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there's a vinyl.
What?
Yeah. I'm looking at it. It was a promo. The A side was Night Shift and the B side was 1-2 Y'all.
1-2 Y'all, you're right.
It's crazy.
Huh?
I need that 1-2 Y'all instrumental. I love that break.
Now I'm like, wait, can I buy this? Oh, wait, someone's selling this? Yo, someone is selling this.
For $3. Hey, bro.
Ships from Germany. Or I can just get it $6 from somebody with the username of Bill Walton.
Bill Walton. Yeah, near mint.
Wow.
What else you got, Bill Walton? A little bit of everything.
Contact seller, Bill Walton. Me and Bill Walton might have become real familiar. All right, anyway. Yeah. All right, let's get some more from you.
I cannot believe. Yo, can't let you go. That was amazing.
I love that record. It's kind of terrible, but I love it.
All right, I'm skipping around. That's not definitive. I had Breathe on there.
Okay.
Another Freeway record, but I prefer the original version of it that Freeway just ended up taking and leaving the hook on. All Right.
Oh, yeah. All Right's cool.
Yeah. All Right was dope. Very underrated. This was my favorite song on that first State Property soundtrack. It's Not Right.
Yeah, I looked at that State Prop soundtrack long and hard. Thought about It's Not Right. Just didn't make it, but that's a dope record.
That's a dope record. And then I've got to stick to the script.
I don't knock that at all. Not on my list, but I don't knock it at all.
Record is stupid.
Okay. I've got three busy records.
Okay.
The original version of The Champ.
Okay.
I'm Talking to You.
Mm.
And Return to the Hustle.
Really? Return to Hustle?
You don't like that record?
Nah, not really.
Oh, I like that record.
It was all right.
No, I like that one.
Which was first Dig a Hole.
Wait, that was supposed to be Dig a Hole?
Yeah, the original version. The original version's online.
Huh. Hold on.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Wait just a minute.
Wait, oh,
Absolute, I love you, nigga. Do what you do, baby. You the youngest in charge.
Okay, son. Well, that would have been a very, very different song. How did Jay not? Dig a Hole is not good.
It's not.
Interesting. Okay.
And that hook. Oh my God. Oh, that hook is terrible.
Okay.
All right.
Give me three.
Next, I've got Soon You'll Understand.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, Some Way.
I'm not mad at it, but okay.
And I've got the original version of Hypnotic.
Oh, I forgot that. See, it was funny because I was going through and listening to was that Bleak's second album?
That was Bleak's album. Yeah, that was,
It wasn't 534. That was Made. Made, yeah, 2003, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, three.
And I was like, Hypnotic doesn't sound as good as I remember it being.
Nah, and that version just does not exist. I'm sure you have them somewhere, those Warriors mixtapes.
Oh, yeah.
It was either on Warriors 2 or 3. And it had that sample. The original version of Hypnotic is incredible.
And also incredible, but not even on my list from that album, is Just Blaze, Bleak and Free.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep. Right. Yep. Shout out to NBA Street Volume 2.
We didn't even talk about that somehow.
Yeah. All right. Those are my three. Go ahead.
Okay. December 4th.
Mm.
PSA Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Ignorant-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ignorant-ish is absolutely on my honorable mentions. Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. The original version that had DJ Don DeMarco on it, and he like talked every other bar. Oh man. Okay. I've got Young Guns, Tough Love.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. That beat is crazy. You're bugging.
Okay.
I've got Shine, Diamonds, and Mac 10s.
I thought about that one, but nah.
And I've got a Kanye, Touch the Sky.
That one, Marissa got mad at me. She was asking me if that was on the list. I was like, no. She's like, what? She was ready to divorce me on the spot.
Like, she already had, like, the papers drawn up.
She's like, that better be on the list. Yeah.
So every time you, like, every time you fixed your lips and say it was on the list, like, she lifted her chin up even higher. Like,
Okay. Okay. I've got my last three.
Oh, shoot. I still got a bunch more.
All right. Jewel's The Second Coming.
Yes. I'm on.
Rock the Mic.
Yep.
And Song Cry.
Yes. Wait, Song Cry was on my 15. I'm bugging. I'm completely tripping. Yeah, Song Cry is on my 15. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, Second Coming, I mean, it definitely is a certain era of Just Blaze. I like it. Rock the Mic, I thought long and hard, like, Rock the Mic or Flipside.
Mm-hmm.
But Rock the Mic's an honorable mention. And Song Cry, it's a classic song, I think, more for the song itself than just strictly for Just's production. But I felt like it needed to be on there. And there's a ton of stuff I could have put on here that I totally missed, obviously. Like, nah, just be thankful I didn't put Built This City on here.
He played Built This City.
Of course.
He played Built This City. He sure did.
Wow.
He also played The Second Coming and got no response.
Mm. And yet he didn't play Line 'Em Up. I don't think Just has done a beep out in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little crazy.
Because he could have done... Did he do the You Don't Know remix?
No, he just did the regular.
See, you could... See, you do the regular and then you transition
into the remix. Yep. And you just have to play MLP's ad-libs, like, at the beginning.
Right.
Play a little bit, and that's it. Yep, I agree.
Like, I somehow left off Losing Weight Part 2. Anyway, you got a bunch.
Yeah, I have a couple more. I'm editing on the spot, because some of these, I'm like, nah, I'm bugging.
All right.
I'm going to say what I have on here, but I don't agree now.
Okay.
Why You Hate the Game.
Somehow we didn't have any, we haven't talked about the game at all.
No, we didn't.
We didn't talk about Church for Thugs. We didn't talk about No More Fun and Games.
Yeah. Yeah, he had Remedy. Too. Yep.
I feel like there's more.
They've got a consistent chemistry. I'll say that. I can say that.
Yeah, I hear that.
Did I put Oh My God on my defense? No. Okay, I've got two more because I'm cutting the rest of these. Saigon, Come On Baby.
I was just going to ask you about Saigon.
Come On Baby. Yep. And go ahead.
That almost made my list. Because of the moment. Not when it actually came out, but when that first leak.
The Just Blaze TV when they were recording in the studio?
Yes.
Yep.
Everybody was about to be like, oh.
I keep telling y'all, man. Saigon wasn't done any favors. Same with Pap, but I think Pap kind of shot himself in the foot. And Saigon later shot himself in the foot by doing Love and Hip Hop. But like, if Saigon would have, if the streaming era the way it is now would have existed back then, like, we wouldn't have had to worry about that album. When it came out when it was supposed to, it would have sounded totally different, and Saigon would have a completely different career.
True. Oh man, Say Last Yes, Favorite Things.
Yeah, yeah. Sai had a run, man. Sai had a run. He absolutely had a run. The last one that I've got is Kendrick's Compton.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Not mad at it, but huh. So, no love for I Love My Women.
Oh, that was on, I'm sorry, that was on my 15. I forgot to mention that one too.
MMG, Self Made.
Okay.
I'm just asking. No love there.
Nah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that was really obvious that stuck out to me that I felt like we didn't talk about at all. No, I mean, that's good enough.
Keith Murray, Yeah, You Know It.
You know, that's actually not a bad song.
Nick Cannon, Get Crunk Shorty with Yin Yang Twins and Fat Man Scoop.
No.
Shorty Put It On The Floor, Busta Rhymes, Chingy, Fat Joe, and Nick.
That sounds like a fake song.
Oh, my God. I'm just going through. Good Lord. Oof. The Storm remix, Lenny Kravitz.
You know, that's not bad.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't a good song, but it wasn't a bad beat.
I need to find the original version of Hypnotic.
Yeah, it's on one of those Warriors mixtapes, man.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait, let me see if I can find it.
It's like magic when I invest.
That's it.
Somebody's got that on SoundCloud.
Word?
I'm gonna send you the link right now.
Send that my way. Yeah, it's on the Warriors mixtape part two.
Thank you.
So does that mean, if that's true, I wonder if we can, so what else does this person have? That's just listed as track six. What else they got? That's just it. They just put that one thing up there. Well, whatever. I'm not complaining.
Because now you could just
grab it.
I'm just about to, you know.
Yeah, did your thing.
About to handle my business. Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah, let's try to wrap this up here.
How do we wrap this up?
So Just Blaze's discography is way better.
Just Blaze is one of the greatest hip hop producers of all time.
He's
easily one of my favorites. Probably top three. Nope, top five. Top three in hip hop, maybe top five in music, which just makes the beat battle hurt even more.
Yeah. On the one hand, a beat battle is as much about a performance as it is anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of get that.
And that was another thing that people didn't understand. I said Swiss outperformed Just.
Right, it's
a beat battle. It's like, no, you can't just sit there and play beats. Like you have to sell them.
Yeah. Definitely. You definitely have to sell them. No. Yeah. Just his discography is just. We forgot about Breathe.
Yeah.
Like we took us like 30 songs before we remembered, oh, right, Breathe. Like I even said Breathe Easy and it didn't trigger in my head to think about Breathe.
Yeah.
Would Breathe have been on my top? I think Breathe is in my top. Mm. Breathe is we didn't give Breathe enough credit when we talk about it. Breathe is ridiculous because that sample doesn't actually say Breathe.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. If you listen to the instrumental, it just says E.
Yeah. It's.
And I think that's just singing that part.
He's singing over it. Definitely.
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous. And then of course, because that got played on the radio before they cleared the sample, they got taken for a ride.
Oh yeah.
He had to give it all up. He didn't give me money. He didn't make any money off that song.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
But no, like, you know, I could have talked about the incredible sample flip on PSA 2. Oh
yes.
God.
Yes.
When you go back and realize what the source that he was taking it from, you're just like, how?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Incredible stuff. Just Blaze. Yep. And it's incredible longevity too. I mean, I'll give Swiss credit. Swiss has been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And his sound has ebbed and flowed and changed and he's had peaks and valleys, but we didn't mention It's Me Snitches.
Yeah, we mentioned Money in the Bank.
It's because he didn't produce Money in the Bank.
Oh, he didn't? Who did that? Ron Browse?
No, somebody. Oh, we forgot the top five Ron Browse.
Oh, that's easy.
Hold on.
Give me $20.
Hold on. I need to look at a discography. We can pull this off real quick. Ron Browse.
Here's the thing. For those of you who don't know.
Is Ether on that list?
No.
Just checking.
If it's one, if we're talking about like the worst mm-hmm. songs ever, then yes.
Wait a minute. He put out an album called Ether Librium. Yes.
Amazing Ether Boy got shelved, but he was able to get out Ether Librium.
Listen, some of these song titles in Ether Librium. A song called Wishing on a Star featuring Mano and Fred the Godson.
Of course. It's the second track.
He has Red Cafe and J.R. Ryder. But my favorite here, first of all, he dared to do Halftime 2010. But he has something called the Ether Boy All-Stars. Yes!
Okay, well, I'm looking at Ether Boy album. Yeah. Okay, you just look at this. Yeah. His top five is all on his album.
Hold on. So, oh man, what is his top five?
Unless you're talking.
Oh my, this is tough. This is just going to sound like slander, unfortunately.
That's fine.
Does he have? That's
kind of the point.
What would I even pick?
I'll Whip Your Head Boy.
I'll Whip Your Head Boy's hard.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the original version of Ebonics?
I prefer Primo's version.
I do too.
So much so that I don't even remember what. Oh, you know, I do remember. I'm good.
Luda's Blow It Out isn't bad.
Not a record. He did Blow It Out?
Yeah.
I remember liking Blow It Out.
Okay.
He did Old School Mouse for Joe Budden. That record is hard. I remember liking Bring It Back. It's when Jay Mills, you couldn't tell me that Jay Mills wasn't like the next rapper.
Wait, Jay Mills had a record called Bring It Back?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Right.
Now look, Ron Brown's had a run.
Did he?
2008. I mean, not a run of popular, like, so Pop Champagne, okay. Yep. A-Rab Money, and Jumping Out the Window.
And Cheese and Crackers and Give Me $20.
And then Rotate.
What was Rotate?
CNN. You don't remember? Hold on. I'm playing this.
Last time you.
All right, you ready?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I might have a verse to that.
Oh, no.
I may have a freestyle that never came out over there.
Oh, my goodness.
I might.
Oh, my goodness.
I might.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed.
Yeah, that's my five. My five is Pop Champagne, Jumping Out the Window, $20.
What is $20?
No wifing in the club. Give me $20. You remember that?
I do now.
Hilarious.
Oh.
Had the nerve to have a remix with Mace, Nicki Minaj, Shawty Lowe, and OJ the Juice Man? I need to hear that.
Wait.
Amazing.
Wait. He has a record with R. Kelly called Club to a Bedroom?
Of course he does.
Hold on. This might be amazing. I mean, this isn't the worst I've heard. But, yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, yeah. No.
Oh, and Winding on Me. I remember Winding on Me.
Yeah, I remember Winding on Me, yep.
Oh, right, Ether Boy. So you're supposed to have the Ether Boy album. Hmm. The $20 remix has Mace, Nicki, Shawty Lowe, and OJ.
That sounds amazing, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh. Ether Boy.
Is Ron Browse...
Oh, no.
Oh, he had Who? Nope, he had J. Mills Who. That was my joint. Shout out to my man Rich. Here we go. Is J. Mills the worst major producer of all time?
I feel bad saying that.
I don't.
He, not for me.
Who's the worst? Do you have a worst?
Do I have a worst? It's pretty bad. Some of these records are pretty bad. You're right. He does. Oh, of course, it's on the Funk Flex Car Show tour. Like, that's Bring It Back. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Like, I'm looking at these lists of artists he's worked with. I forgot about all these people. Black Market Militia.
Who?
Lakey the Kid.
Who?
Right. Who? Oh, wow. He worked with a lot of people on this Wonder Years project.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Sky Zoo.
Don't do that. I forgot he had the record with Stack Bundles. He sure did.
He had a bunch of records with Stack.
Yeah, he did.
I love that the intro to the Wonder Years is called The Cosign. Oh, my God.
Because that's what you needed in 2008. Come on, man.
You need The Cosign. All right. Anything else we want to say? Because we have been recording since 9 a.m. and it is after 12.
It's after 12 and I'm starving. I think we're good, man. This should hold you guys over while, you know, Hollywood Doc is in full effect.
Yeah, man. So everybody, thank you for listening to this ridiculous... It's at least two sides. I don't even know what I'm going to end up turning this into. Just Blaze versus Swiss Beats Definitive 15. We absolutely want to know what you think. First of all, did we miss anything? I'm sure people are going to yell at us. There's something incredible that we missed for either producer. And secondly, were there choices that we made that you just cannot believe? We want to hear from you. And like Armand said at the top of the first side, please, you know, go visit us on iTunes and leave comments and, you know, rate us if you like us as well. And you can get to that directly. If you don't use iTunes, you can just go to clockreadyspeakers.com and there's an iTunes link at the top. So there
you go. Help us out. And we'll get that bonus show popping.
And then Armand, anything you want to plug?
You should be hearing from me next week.
Okay.
Should be hearing from me next week. So you have the show, you'll see me and you'll hear me next week. Should be.
There you go. All right, everybody. See you next time.